الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حميم والكتاب المبين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم أمرا من عندنا إنا كنا مرسلين صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, as we all know that we are well into Sha'ban, and we all know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lengthen his life so that he can reach the month of Sha'ban, and onto that reach the month of Ramadan. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, soon as the month of Rajab will start, he would recite, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he expressed his wish to stay in the month of Ramadan and to carry on until the month of basically live in the month of Sha'ban and carry on to the month of Ramadan. My dear respected brothers and elders, Sha'ban is a month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessing descends upon the Ummah in great abundance. It has great significance, and it is because of the abundance of reward Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would profusely fast in the month of Sha'ban. Hazrat Aisha Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anha says, ما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصوم شهرين متتابعين إلا شعبان ورمضان. That she never saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasting consecutively or fasting continuously for 2 months except in the month of Sha'ban and Ramadan. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved or desired and wanted to fast in the month of Sha'ban, and he would fast throughout the month of Sha'ban. Not a single day would go past without him fasting in the month of Sha'ban. Although for his ummah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam being rahmatul lil alamin, being the mercy for the whole ummah, although he himself would fast throughout the whole month of Sha'ban, he told his ummah, "Idh intasafa Sha'ban fala tasumu." That once half of Sha'ban finishes, one should not fast. Although he himself would fast throughout the month of Sha'ban, but for the Ummah, he said no. إِذَا انْتَصَفَ شَعْبَان فَلَا تَصُومُ. Once Sha'ban, half of Sha'ban is depleted, do not fast in the rest of the Sha'ban. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows that his ummah are not all the same. Not everybody has the same strength. Not everybody has the same willpower. And who knows, in trying, in the out of love of trying to emulate the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they start to fast in the last half of Sha'ban. But when the month of Ramadan comes, they are all weak because they've been fasting all this time. Now the time when they need to exert the energy in ibadah, in worshipping, the time when they need to spend their time in ibadah, all they can do is sleep throughout the whole day because they're feeling so tired. Why? It's because they've been fasting all this time. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being rahmatul lil alamin, being mercy for the whole ummah, he knew that the ummah has many weaknesses. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he himself had inner strength. He had a special strength, and he used to say himself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would directly take care of him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him special strength. So was so that he told the ummah that you should not profusely continue fasting every single day. Why? Although I can do it, but you are not like me. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly gives me food and drink. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the strength. Gives him the strength. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the special one. He was different. He was catered for. So where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that if the ummah would try to follow him in that, it will be a loss for them. Why? It's because the month of Ramadan, every single second is so valuable that no matter how much time you spend in any other month other than the month of Ramadan, it will never suffice, it will never be equal to. So when the month of Ramadan come, one should be fully prepared, one should be fully geared, one should be fully energized, so that every single second they have, they spend it in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in getting themselves closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا انْتَصَفَ الشَّعْبَانِ فَلَا تَصُومُ. That once one half of the Sha'ban goes, do not fast for the second half. Why? So that you do not feel weak when the month of Ramadan comes. So my dear respected brothers and elders, the month of Sha'ban is a very blessed month. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would fast throughout the whole month of Sha'ban. And not only that, he wanted that when his a'mal is lifted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is lifted in the state of fasting. My dear respected brothers and elders, we all know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept a special night in the month of Sha'ban, which is called Laylatul Bara'ah. It is the night of the 15th of Sha'ban. It is a night in which one can get himself freed from the fire of hell, get his sins forgiven, and get any dua and any problem that he has, he can beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if it's good for him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will solve that problem. So this is a special night. We can say it's the forerunner for Ramadan. It is the point in which we start to make full preparation, getting ourselves ready for the month of Ramadan. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when the month of Ramadan comes, when the night of the 15th Sha'ban comes, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends from the stars and comes to the first sky. فَيَنْزُلْ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. And then what did he say? أَلَا مِن مُسْتَرْزِقٍ فَأَرْزُقَهُ. Is there anybody who wants sustenance, that I give them sustenance? Allah me mubtal fa'afiyahu. Is there anybody who's in any sort of difficulty that I may relieve that difficulty? Ala kaza, ala kaza, hatta yatulu al fajr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who sends a munadi, sends an angel to make this proclamation, that ask, is there anybody who would make dua to me so that I can accept their dua? So this is a very virtuous night. It is such virtuous that the virtue and the blessing of this night starts from the beginning of sunset. We all know that the last portion of the night is a very special moment. This is why this is the awliya and the people who have close connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the pious people, what do? They get up for tahajjud. They get up for tahajjud. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعُوا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. This is the quality of the pious people. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ, that they keep their sides away from the bed. يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ, and they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear respected brothers and elders, that portion of the last portion of the night, we all know is a very special time. And this is why the awliya and the pious people, and all the prophets, everybody, they would get up for tahajjud and beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time. But this night is so special that it's not, the rahmah and the blessing is not just reserved for the last portion of the night. It starts from the beginning of Maghrib. From the moment the sun sets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy descends upon the ummah like a storm, showering down with full force. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants His servants to come to Him. Wants His servants to come to Him and ask. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave an example that He is so much willing to forgive. فَيَغْفِرُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives everybody. But there are certain categories that even in spite of this night being so special, He does not forgive. That has been mentioned in many ahadith. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Illa mushahid," those who have enmity for their brothers. Those who have enmity for their brothers. These people, even on this blessed night, will not be forgiven. And qati'u rahim, those who break their ties with their family. Those who break their tie with their families, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even on this special night, will not forgive them. And mushrik, those who associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will not be forgiven. Sharibul khamr, those who drink wine and intoxicate, these people will not be forgiven. Musbilul izar, those who let their trousers hang below the ankles. Again, even on this night, there will not be. People think, what's wrong with that? What do you mean, what's wrong with that? This is not what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Oh, I don't have pride. So it's just tradition. And I mean, brother, did Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala had pride? Did the Sahabas have pride? Yeah, they kept it always up. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu feared so much that every time he would lift it, because he was so skinny, it kept dropping down. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him permission, because you have problem. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that ما أصفل من الكعبين ففي النار. So that portion which goes below the ankles, that will be in the fire of hell. We are not here to emulate the kuffars and the non-Muslims, because they are not our example. Our example is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if that is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, then we do it. We should not feel ashamed. They don't feel ashamed to stay naked. They don't feel ashamed to be drunk all the time. They don't feel ashamed to do what they want. And we feel ashamed to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is not how we give example. So what if they call us fundamentals? Fundamental is a good quality. Every doctor who don't follow his fundamental, he won't be able to pass. Everything has fundamentals. It has rules and regulations. If you follow them, what's wrong with that? But when it suits them, then you're fundamentalist. When it's not suits them, oh, you don't follow the law. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice.